I've carried a burden, my wife and I, now for 45 years. That is a burden for the Word of God. And I'll tell you why. Back in the 70s, I drove semi for a grocery company in Akron, Ohio. Never been in church, had no background in church, but I started finding these little pieces of paper. I'd read them in one store, put them right back down, never took one. But over a year and a half span, after reading several of them, I was miserable. They were gospel tracts, amen? And a man came to help his daughter convalesce from an operation. She was our neighbor. Her father was a Christian. I asked him about it. He invited us to attend a small independent Baptist church up the road with him, and we did two Sundays. And the following Friday night, the pastor came to the house. The deacons came on Thursday. I shooed him away. I wanted to talk to the pastor. And he came on Friday night, March 14th, 1980, and my wife and I were saved in our home there. Amen? And a burden, that put a burden in my heart for the Word of God. And we have exercised that through 24 years of being a pastor, 6 years as an associate. In the last 15 years, we've traveled for Victory Baptist Press, had a printing ministry of our own for many years, but the Lord looked down, saw me ruin so much paper, he thought he better put me on the road. That's costing him too much. Amen? But now 15 years we've traveled for Victory Baptist Press. That's the burden that I carry, the power of the Word of God. Amen? And the Word of God accomplishes what God sends it to do one way or another. And I believe that's the greatest gift we have other than salvation is our Bible. Amen? And so we've promoted the printing of Bibles, New Testaments, John, Romans, and Gospel tracts for many years. We were mail center for the Fellowship Tract League, shipped out about 15 million tracts all over the U.S. I've always had that, amen? I'm knocking on doors and had John Romans and talk to people and give them a John Romans if they seem to be open, amen? And this is what Victory Baptist Press is all about. It's getting the Word of God out. And we do not charge for scriptures, amen? All these years, they've been free. And we've sent them all over the world. We have a 6,000 square foot print shop on our property, right behind our church building. And inside is a large roll-fed press, a Harris press, actually. And we use rolls of paper that are 44 inches wide, weighed 1,000 pounds. And we'll run that roll of paper in one day and print the equivalent of 880 whole Bibles in one day. Amen? And so you can see the greatest need we have is for paper. Before COVID, paper was $1,100 a roll. Afterwards, now the last batch we got was about $1,645 a roll. I don't know why COVID made a difference, but it did. Amen. But at any rate, we've not run out of paper and the presses are running. We have shipped Bibles to South America. Missionary Don Rich is there in Peru, South America, and he distributes them to all 9 Spanish-speaking countries. Our Spanish whole Bibles, and we have just recently sent him, I believe, the 170,000th Bible for him to distribute in South America. Amen? Recently, we just started printing another printing of Spanish. We're sending 20,000 to a missionary out of our church who has a ministry called Hands Across the Border, Brother Gary Swear, and he and his wife are in Nogales, Mexico. They have a church there and a children's home, but he travels all over America collecting scriptures to distribute in Mexico and Central America. So we sent him 20,000. And we've just printed and shipped out several thousand King James Bibles with military covers for military missions around. See, that's what we do. And then John Romans, we send those to church. Bunches of them every single year for them to use in evangelism. Amen. See, I always believed that we preached on the street some and I had scripture signs. I'm not against picture signs. Amen. But I always thought scripture signs were the most important because it's the entry of his word that giveth light. Amen. So as representatives for the last 15 years, my wife and I have been in about 40 states, well over 3,000 churches to present the work. And the work goes on. Brother Jim Fuller is our director. In the next service, you will see a DVD about the ministry. You'll see some of the equipment running and the people that run it. Our press man has been there now over 30 years. He came years ago, graduated from Tennessee Temple, and came there, was a carpenter, so he was working and praying what God would have him to do, and they wanted to start a printing ministry, so they got a little Model F 1250 and put it in a Sunday school room, and he started running it in his spare time, and he's never got out of there since. Amen. So he's our head printer. We have two other fellows in the print shop, and then we have two young ladies in the office. All the rest is done by volunteers. And we have volunteers come from all over to help us collate and put together the scriptures. Amen. And so we can print a whole Bible. I have an example of one out there on the table. We can print a whole Bible, vinyl covered, glue bound Bible, high quality though, and ship it to the missionary for $3. And we pay for it all. And when the missionary gets it in port, if he has to pay to get it out of customs, we pay that bill as well. That's how God's always done it with us, and God has always supplied. Amen? We have another ministry I told your pastor about. We call it Mordecai's Method. Some years ago, Brother Tony Stark was a missionary to Africa, and he wanted us to print some postcards with 14 scripture verses on the back about salvation and a picture on the front of the cross over the abyss. And he wanted to distribute those in four countries in Africa. We printed 1,085,000 of those. And they're being distributed as I speak in those four countries. Amen. And in schools, he has they have the ability to go in schools and hand those out. And if the young people will memorize all the verses, he gives them a Bible. So it's a good ministry. Well, that gave our director, Brother Jim Fleur, an idea. And so we started printing those for America. They have to be a little larger for the post office to take them. So we do. We have a picture of that, the cross over the abyss with the American flag in the background, 9 verses on the back that are salvation verses on one half, and a QR code. Do you know how long it took me to remember that's called a QR code? Amen. My wife remembered. That's the best part, so I could ask her what it was. Okay. That takes them to a dedicated website that gives the gospel so far in 7 languages. Amen. That's all it does, just gives the gospel. And then we have the other half of that back, we put your church's information on. We print them, we put our permit on it, and we pay the shipping to get them to every mailbox and P.O. box in a certain area around your church. Our burden is to get the gospel in every single home. Now, all the door-to-door I've done over the years, I've never talked to everybody. Amen? And I've talked to some, and they'll say, you were here not too long. Well, yeah, we were here. Amen? There's a small town. But not to everybody. And our church was 2 townships road, also off a back road, so people never knew where we were. But still, the fact is, you'll not witness to everybody in your community as hard as you try, but this will. And that's why it's a blessing. Amen? And so we do, doing everything we can to get the gospel in the gate, in the eye gate. Amen? So people can get saved. That's our great blessing and has been for many years, starting back in 1984 when they began the ministry. A lot of printing ministries started the same way. When we first started in this, we were in what they called a pioneers meeting in the Cincinnati area there at Bearing Precious Seed. Found out just about everybody started the same way. A missionary from Mexico, Brother Fraser, wanted John Romans, and the people he contacted, those regular printing houses, it was so expensive to get John Romans. He asked Dr. Keene there in Cincinnati if he wouldn't print him some, get a press and print him. And so he did, and others did. I was with the Fellowship Track League for several years, and same way, Moldeth 1250 in a basement printing gospel tracts. Amen? And so all started the same way. Now we have these big buildings and printing and getting the Word of God out. I don't think there's ever been a day when so many churches are printing and getting the Word of God out. And I'm grateful for it, amen? Because God gave the burden to the church, not to the world. The world took the Bible and changed it so they could copyright it and make a lot of money. Amen? But you can't copyright the King James Bible. That's for everybody. And that's that's a great blessing. And so that's why we're so intent on printing, and that's been the foundation of our missions, though we support, I forgot the number recently, we're probably up to almost 100 missionaries, 80, 90, something like that. Amen? A bunch of them. And that's a great blessing. But the real foundation of our mission outreach has been Victory Baptist Press and getting the word of God out. Amen? And I don't know how many people are getting saved because of it. The John Romans we put out, we're not doing numbers. Amen? But I'm sure there's many. Because God's word does what he means for it to do. Amen? You believe God's word?
Amen.
I believe every word of it. Now, you know, funny thing, when I got saved, a family took us out and bought us a King James Bible. And I remember kneeling at the couch reading it in the morning. And I actually, before I ever heard it preached, I felt like I could feel God's breath on my face, like he was speaking directly to me. Then I heard that preached one. I said, man, that's pretty good. Amen? But it is. That's how much I believe it. It's God's word. Amen? And now 45 years later, it's treating us pretty good. Amen? All the years of pastor and all. But pray for my wife. You know, she married a truck driver. She didn't marry a preacher. Amen? And all the times I started going to the altar, she said, God, don't call him to pray. Don't call him. And God did anyway. So I told her, you have to be right with God to pray and get your prayers answered. Amen. Amen. But God's been good to us. When we got saved, our daughters were 5 and 3 years old. And now today they're serving the Lord with their husbands. And I'm grateful for that. Amen. It's a great blessing. So there's a lot of sacrifice in the ministry. You may not know it, but there is. But it's always been a great blessing nonetheless. God takes care of us. Every time I get in the truck, we have a 23-foot full trailer we pull with us usually. I always pray, God protect us, build a hedge about us. Because I don't know if you drive around on interstates very much, but people are crazy. Amen? If you don't believe me, go through Atlanta. Woohoo! Kind of a crazy place. So that's what we do. We print Bibles. We've been printing a lot more whole Bibles than what we used to, but we still do John, Romans, and New Testament at the same time and send them to missionaries all around the world. And so the print shop is always busy. Now, if you happen to go to Pensacola, you know Pensacola has the white sand beaches. They're beautiful. They really are. But you have to go in the winter. Because if you go in the summer, you have to get right with God if you go out on the beach. Anybody know why? Never mind. That's okay. Amen? But that's a joke. I'm joking. But if you go to Pensacola, the exit before you cross the bay is the Milton exit. You go 5 miles down the road. Victory Baptist Church is on the right-hand side. My pastor's Tim Fallor. And right behind the church is the print shop. You can go in there and see a miracle take place. Amen? That's offset printing. You take clean white paper and run it through a press, becomes the inspired word of God, I believe. Amen? Yeah. And you know how offset printing works. When you see the DVD, you'll know you take a plate and you burn the image into a plate. And the only place that it'll burns is around those letters that are going to be there. It's a burn spot. Then that plate goes on the press, and there's a fluid that runs over it. It only lets the ink stick to the burnt spot. Then it transfers the ink to a rubber blanket on the press. Then the rubber blanket squeezes it onto paper. And if you have it set right, the paper is it's a very good print, and it prints that way. That's why they call it offset. But it's a blessing. And when it comes out of the press, it's a 32-page booklet called a signature. And it takes 34 signatures to do a whole Bible and put those together in order. Now, whoever thought up where to put all them, because that goes on that 44-wide piece of paper and folds it up a little. I don't know who put the pages in the right place, but I'm glad they did. Amen? And they all come out just right. You put those together. We glue them together. It trims the back of it, glues them together on a vinyl cover. Some of them stitch if you get a leather Bible. We don't do leather Bibles, but some of them do, and that's good. So that's the process in printing. John Romans are stapled on a machine. We don't do seed line churches like a lot do. We just don't have enough the capacity to do that. We do them all on property, but we do John Romans on a machine. A stitching machine does them many at a time, and they fly through there. It's a great blessing to see. So God has been good to our ministry, been good to our church. There's a lot of help down there, and we're grateful for that. Our only problem is we don't live in Florida. We actually live in Ohio. Amen. And Brother Jim, when we did buy a place 3 years ago, he encouraged us to settle. Well, he didn't have to encourage us. Our kids all live in the Cincinnati area. Amen. And I thought I'd get near the kids because someday they'll have to change my bib. And I wanted to be close to them so they could do that. Amen. But at any rate, that's more central located for Midwest and the East. And that's mainly where Mrs. Dunn and I are working. We stretch all the way from Iowa to eastern Pennsylvania and as far down as Tennessee and over into Missouri. We can go all those places. We're working mainly there because all the other ones are down south and they work the south mostly. And that's good. Amen. But I don't like Florida. I mean, it seemed like a smart thing to me to be where I... Amen? I mean, I know winter gets old, but it's just something wrong when you don't have one. Except for a few weeks ago. Did you hear down there? They got 10 inches of snow in Pensacola. Amen? Good for them. Amen. Of course, it didn't last long. It melts pretty quick. But I hope you'll pray for us, get a prayer card. Now, we have a table out there. We have an online bookstore we started years ago to help us raise money for paper, and we carry 7,000 items, both music and books, and a lot of items on that bookstore. We carry just a little teeny handful. We have things like Trail of Blood, which is mainly a history of where everybody come from, and it's very concise. First printed in 1930. Amen. Then we have books like the King James Bible back there. We have two missionary books, one about Papua New Guinea, the other about taking the gospel to the North American Indians. These are pioneer missionaries that opened the field up for that. We have those back there. I have a cookbook. I said, what do you have a cookbook for? We're Baptists. And Brother Jim and his wife collected recipes in the churches they were in years ago, all the years they traveled. And Sister Mary put some of them into a cookbook to use to help raise money for paper. So the cookbook's back there as well. And we have a three-set book, smaller books, written by Gerald Sutek. Brother Sutek is a missionary to Romania for a time. Now he's in the Philippines, has a real good ministry in the Philippines. He wrote three books, gave them to us to help us raise money for paper. Since no one knows him, we put them together in a three-book set for $5. So they're back there on the left side of the table if you're interested in those. Any of those books, the price should be in the front cover. If it isn't, you can ask my wife how much they are. We'll find out for you. A book on Spurgeon is back there. There's just several books. There's one book called Little Baptist. Is that called Little Baptist, Emma? Yeah. One left. It's back there. It's a story that was written in the late 1800s to teach Baptist principles to a young girl. It's written in that time frame. So we have that back there if you're interested. All that helps us buy paper is why we have the bookstore. It all goes to that. And you'll see that in the DVD that's coming up here in just a little bit. You'll meet our pastor and see the church and the ministry going on. Amen? Anybody have any question about printing, about the printing ministry? I'd try to answer it for you if you do before we get into anything else. I usually try to break ground by saying this is my real hair. People always asking me that. Amen, preacher? Although my dad said it wasn't hair, it was nerve ends. I don't know if that's true or not. Amen. All right. Well, if you have any questions, see me afterward. We'll answer what we can or get an answer for you. Amen. But I hope you'll get a prayer card and pray for us, pray for the ministry. Also pray for my wife and I as we're still traveling away. She's had some back trouble and still won't stay home. She's got to go. Amen. So we're going, still doing the work. Amen. And I'll soon be 73. She's much younger. You can ask her. Right, Emma? Much younger than I am, but I'll soon be 73. Somebody said, are you retired? No, I did not retire. Amen. God moved me up, I guess you'd say, in a ministry like this. And we're grateful for his help. Amen. But let me take a few minutes. We have a few minutes left. I want to show you a principle about printing, I believe, is the primary interpretation of it. And it's 2 Corinthians 9. Now, often, these verses are used to teach giving, and there's nothing wrong with that. Amen? I'm all for it. But I believe the primary interpretation of it has to do with printing because it's about a seed. In the parable of the sowers, Jesus explained to disciples that the seed is the word of God. So keep that in mind as we look at this. But I want to begin in verse number 9 with you, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And verse number 6, that's where we'll start. Bible says, this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Let's pray. Father, we love you today, and thank you for the opportunity to share the ministry of Victory Baptist Press. We're grateful for the Word of God and everything that we do and teach. Everything that we know is because of this book, and I'm thankful for it. Help us now as we again go over the principle that you've laid out in your word and help us to understand it and strengthen us by it, I pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sowing. Now, you know what sowing is. You're all around farmland, amen, like I grew up around it. Sowing. When a farmer sows seed, he's looking for a harvest. He's not looking to receive a seed. He's looking to receive many seeds. Amen? And Jesus here equates the word of God like a seed that needs to be planted. In the parable of the sower, there's four kinds of soil, but only one brought forth fruit. That was the good ground, Jesus called it. Amen? But we don't know who has good ground and who doesn't. So we're called of God to broadcast the seed to everybody because every man and woman and boy and girl in the face of the earth has a right to hear the gospel clearly presented at least one time. Amen? And so we sow the seed. That's what he's talking about here. He goes on, he says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart. Isn't it something how Jesus always lays it back in our lap? Amen? What he would say is, I've got the power. Amen? It's available to you, but you must receive it. That's basically what he's saying. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. That's why that's often used for giving. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But what he's talking about here is the giver of the seed. Amen? And the seed is the word of God. And particularly, listen, you give a lost man a whole Bible, they'll come up with a new religion. You give a lost man the gospel. And that's why John Romans have certain verses underlined and takes them to this place, read this verse, another place, read that. It just takes them through the gospel message. Amen? That's why tracts are effective, because it does the same thing. It's like Philip, when he went to the Ethiopian eunuch, he said, how can I believe except some man show me? Well, all Philip did was took a verse and filled in some explanation, another verse. That's what a gospel tract does as well. Amen? That's what the seed is. The seed then is the gospel as it's found in God's word. It says in verse 8, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. What God is saying is he has it all. He has all the power that you need to be able to effectively witness for him. Now, I know witnessing can be difficult. And I know sometimes we're fearful of it. I'd understand that. I really do. Amen? But it's why it's so good to have things like a gospel tract where you can set them down in places. I had a man in our church, his greatest joy was putting gospel tracts in beer cartons. It works. That works. The only thing I told him is don't put them in produce sections. You ever seen those automatic sprinklers? They really make a track look bad. Amen. So, but if it works, do it. Amen. It's like I spoke about the street ministry, and I have scripture signs, and people don't know what they are until they read them. They have to read them, but once they find out, then they're not too happy. But that's okay. The seed has been sown, if they'll accept it. We're not called to make them receive it. We're called to deliver it and let them receive it if they will. I'm afraid that Jesus said, wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. The majority of people will not get saved. That's sad, isn't it? But narrow is the way leadeth to life. Few there be that find it. Amen? And it is sad, but it's true. And in our day and age, we're seeing something change in America. Amen? This isn't America I grew up in. In the 50s, early 60s. Amen? I know 60s was a crazy time, but you know, in the early 50s, it was a different day. Things were a lot different. Really, World War II changed a lot of things, but that's for another sermon. Amen? But still, that doesn't lessen the call God has given us to be sowers of the seed, to get the Word of God out. Amen? And that's why God puts so many burdens on us, to get the Word of God produced and give it out. And he said that God is able. He's the one that helps us. Now, the next two verses are in parentheses. That's a break in the action for a moment for the author to give you more information on what he is speaking of. And so God says here, as it is written. Does that not mean authority? As it is written, God says, here's my authority, here's my power, now here's my authority. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. How'd God do that? How'd God get the seed out? Well, he uses the church, uses us. Amen? I often thought, wouldn't it be nice to have an angel go door to door with you? I had a guy come to our church one time. He was about 6'9". Go, big old boy. I liked him because he made me look little. And I often thought, boy, I hope he gets going, go door to door. Now, I'm joking with this, but wouldn't it be nice to go to the door, knock on it, and they come to the door and say, if you died today, do you know you go to heaven? And have them just look mean back there. 6 foot, I mean, amen? It wouldn't help. That's why I'm joking. But angels aren't going to come and go with us because that's not God's plan. God's plan is for us feeble folks with the fear that courses through us from time to time to yield ourselves to sow the seed, to get the seed out. Amen? Now, I've never been shot at. The doors I've knocked and the times I've been on the street, never been shot at. Amen? And the meanest person I ever met was a sweet little old lady. So how you like that? Amen? But I'm still here to talk about it today. But it's still fearful. I know it is. Rejection's no fun. But that's the price we pay. Amen? He hath dispersed. The power's in God, not in us. We're vehicles for him. We're useful tools in his hand to get his word out. Amen? And he says, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now, it goes on here. Then the second part is, now he that ministers seed to the sower. Now, who's that? Well, that's God through us. We're to get the seed to the sower, into that soil. Oh, if it falls on that hard-packed ground, the parable of the sower says, find the fowls of the air, pick it up, take it away. They don't get saved. The others gets into the hard rock that doesn't have a good root. And when things happen, they get concerned. They run away. Some gets into thorns and fire. They choke out the word of God. I understand that. Amen. But it's a good soil that produces fruit. Amen. And that's what we're looking for. But you don't know who has good soil. If you take it by their look, you're going to fail. Because sometimes the roughest characters have the most open heart. I don't know. Sometimes they do. So he that ministers seed to the sower. Now here's what he does. Both minister bread for your food. God takes care of his servants. He'll keep you safe. Amen. And multiply your seed sown. Here's the way I look at that. We're a conduit. Now this building has conduits in it. I know pastor's brother, we stayed house there. He's a construction fellow. Amen? And I imagine in behind those walls is conduit. I'm glad there is because we stayed there last night. Amen? There's conduit protecting it. Why? Conduit has a twofold purpose. Number one, it takes the wire from the main source to the place the electrician wants it to go. Yeah, amen? You don't just throw electric out helter-skelter and it lights everything up. It has to go to a specific spot. Number two, it protects the wire from being scarred because scarred wire shorts. That can cause a fire or throw a breaker at the very least. We're God's conduit. Amen? He gives us the word. We distribute it where he wants it to go, and we keep it pure. Amen? We keep it pure so it accomplishes what he called. Now, what he says he'll do here, he'll give you a bigger conduit. Amen? Just give you a bigger conduit. That's what he said he'll do. And he says he'll multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. If you want to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, and we all should, part of that is laboring. Not just reading, that's part of it. Not just praying, that's part of it. But doing his work is part of it. Now, it's good to do his work in the church, and that's all counts. I know that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen? But you also have to do his work out there. God left us here for a purpose. And that purpose is to show this world that being a Christian is the best thing to be in this world. Amen? And we're to tell that message to those. Not everyone is open, but some are. How do we find them? Well, you got to tell them. Amen? That's the whole key to it, is let them know. Now, let me give you just a couple things, and we'll close out here in the rest of this chapter. He says here in verse 11, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through his thanksgiving to God. You know, one of the greatest things that I pray for, I want to end well. I'm 73. These days, that's young, I guess. Amen? Yeah, 73 is young. So I don't know how long I'll live. My parents both live to be 84. And amen? And I got my wife some new cookware, but none of it's cast iron, so I may make it through that too. So I don't know how long, but I want to end well. Amen? That's the goal, to end well, to keep laboring, keep the plow on the ground, going forward, doing the work of God. Amen? And that's what he's talking about, that bountifulness. And that causes thanksgiving. I can look back now over the 43 years we've been in the ministry, and I can see miracle after miracle God did. And he's done them. Amen? All of us can see things God has done. And that causes us thanksgiving to God. But notice what he calls this task. He calls it here in verse number 12, an administration. Now, administration is like we have in Washington. We have an administration. You have the president. Then you have all those cabinet members he's firing below him and all that, you know, going on there. Their whole purpose is to help us. Amen? Is to take care of us. Isn't that the purpose of the president and all those people up there, is to take care of us? How they do it is not part of my message. Amen? But that's what the purpose is. And we're to honor them, by the way, because they have authority. But that's another message as well. But we have an administration. You're the president of the administration. God has given you to sow the seed, to get the seed out. Amen? I know there's many ways to do that. I know you can be the one that goes from house to house. I know that you can put the seed out in other ways, set gospel tracts. I know that. Amen. There's many ways to accomplish it. Another way would be to help printing ministries get the word of God out. I'm sure that's part of it as well. Amen. But then he says something else in the next verse, 13. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration. A ministration is the working gears of an administration. Amen. And he says here, it's an experiment. Didn't he say, try me and see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing? He said, try me. Try it. Take some of those tracts out there and hand them out. Amen. Would you please read this? Or put them out, however you do it. Get the word of God out. That's what we're called to do. Amen. That's the experiment. Then look down with me at the last verse. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. You mean sowing the seeds a gift? Yeah. Amen. I wouldn't have got saved if some person I never met didn't put out gospel tracts in a grocery store I delivered to. They didn't even know I got saved. They didn't know I even read them. I never took them. Amen? But one day I'm going to stand before God and God's going to say, just stand there, Bubba. And he's going to call some person forward. Could have been a lady, could have been a man, a young man. I don't know. They're going to say, that's the one to put the tracts out that brought you to me. And everything that you've done is because of them. Think of that. Think of putting a tract on a grocery store shelf and that person getting saved. It's like the Bibles we print. If we send these Bibles to South America, what if one of those Bibles gets in the hand of a young man who's going to be totally committed to Christ? We'll preach the gospel, start churches. Amen? That one $3 Bible could lead to thousands of souls. And you might be up there one day and God says, by the way, that money you sent bought that Bible that led him to Christ, that caused him to be going to ministry, that caused all these people. Boy, that wouldn't be bad to face, would it? See, that's the whole thing in the ministry. That's what he's saying. This is his plan. Thanks be unto God. He's given us not only salvation, but the call to be a sower of the seed, the word of God. Amen. Well, let's have a word of prayer and we'll dismiss. Father, we love you today and thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here with these dear fine people, this good pastor and this wonderful church. I ask you now to bless in the service to come, but help us to consider this call from God to be sowers of the seed. However you choose to guide us in that behalf, that's up to you. But I pray we'll be willing and that you use us for your glory for the sake of souls. Well, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.